You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performing arts. So joining us is Ann Arbor writer and reviewer, creator of A2ArtsAttic.com, Jen McKee. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
And we have a special guest, Dominic Sapinko. He is an actor and starring in the Ann Arbor Civic Theater's production, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Welcome, Dominic.
Hey there, Lisa. Glad to be here.
Starring, or one of the key leads, or how should I describe you?
Yeah, good question. So we have two main leads in the production, essentially an odd couple of sorts. I am one of the two of that odd couple.
And you play?
Freddie Benson, the sleazy American con artist.
And for those who saw the film version of this before it became a musical, that is the role that Steve Martin played, of course. What's been fun about this role?
Well, in general, I usually play the uptight and really brainy characters in all the shows I've been in, so this has been a nice, fun departure to kind of get down and dirty with the role, so to speak.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, is that a musical?
That is indeed. We took the 1988 film and put it to a really nice, jazzy score, actually scored by David Yazbek, the recent Tony winner from The Band's Visit.
And you sing?
I do. I sing quite a bit, actually.
I try to get Dominic to give us a little demo.
So we'll sing a little bit from Great Big Stuff, which is actually the Tony Award-winning number as sung by Norbert Leo Butz a few years ago. I thought I had a real gift, this petty Annie grift, but Freddy's getting ready now to give his life a lift. I'm tired of being a chump. I want to be like Trump. 200 pounds of caviar in one gigantic lump. Give me great big stuff. This is how I gotta live. Great big stuff. Oh, no alternative. Great big stuff, I want my silver spoon. Don't need it right now, but I better get it soon.
Way, that's Yay. Pretty good. Aww, singing live on the radio on something like this is not easy, so I give you a lot of credit.
Well, as you pointed out, you know, the title says it. These are dirty, rotten scoundrels. These are not likable, good men. So what is it about them that you think draws us into their story and makes us still kind of root for them?
I think there's some really innate human qualities that we all really gravitate towards, one of which being their ambition and hunger to just really be bigger than they currently are. I think anytime we see people really going after their life's aspirations, whether they be, you know, going after the big job promotion at the end of the day or simply scamming a couple of people in the French Riviera, we really gravitate toward them. Plus the fact that they have so many fun connections and just genuine human relationships within the show. It's great fun. Plus, you got to enjoy the fact that it's a full-out comedy featuring roles portrayed by Steve Martin and Michael Caine.
Do you take your kids to this?
I don't have kids. Why did you?
I'm speaking to the millions of people who are listening to this interview.
I can't speak from personal experience, but I can say if you are okay with them seeing probably the PG-13 movie, then we would say it's probably good for the theater as well.
But that's something that's really interesting, I think, about Ann Arbor Civic is, given its history and given the audience that it's serving in the community, they're willing to do more up-to-date musicals, newer musicals, some that may be a little edgier, maybe not as familiar. Have you been in Civic musicals before?
I have. This is actually my fourth production with Civic, all of which have been rather risque productions. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that says about my track record. But I've actually been in Bonnie and Clyde, Rent, and Heathers, all of which are technically considered R-rated musicals for Civic. So it's great that they're doing this groundbreaking work.
Yeah.
And you just recently graduated from the University of Michigan?
I did, just back in April.
Oh, we should go over a little bit about what the show's about and what the original movie was about. These two men on the French Riviera who are kind of get into this competition with each other, one of them being an American, the other being a European, but they kind of get into this contest with each other. Could you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially the Steve Martin character of the story, who I play, Freddie Benson, encroaches on the elder con man's territory in the French Riviera. And they set a contest saying, you know, the first person to con this American soap queen heiress out of $50,000 gets to keep the territory and stay in the French Riviera. The other has to leave for good. Mm-hmm. So it's high stakes with high comedy all the way through.
Ann Arbor Civic Theater kicking off its season premiere, right?
Absolutely.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and when can we see it and where?
Great question. We can see it from September 6th through 9th at the Lydia Mendelson Theater.
Good luck, and thank you so much for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thank you for having me.
Jen, I turn back to you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk comedy. What's happening locally?
Yeah, there's two big kind of marquee performers performing at the Michigan Theater in September. The first one, Hasan Minhaj, is one that many fans will be familiar with from The Daily Show. He was a former correspondent on the show. He'll be at the Michigan on September 8th. And one that I just watched a special of on Netflix, Eliza Schlesinger is her name. This is her elder millennial tour because she's like on the very edge of being a millennial. But that's on September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Michigan. And again, I found her very, very funny. So she's kind of having a moment right now.
All right. Coming to Ann Arbor. And then the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra is getting ready to start its season.
They are. They're having their opening night performance on September 15th at Hill Auditorium. You can expect some Gershwin that night, which Rhapsody in Blue, I Got Rhythm Variations, as well as Dvorak's Symphony from the New World.
That'll be always good to hear them perform. And UMass getting ready to open their next season.
They have a very cool free event to open the season, and it just sounds like a really fun evening at Hill Auditorium also. They are going to have a 50th anniversary live presentation of 2001 A Space Odyssey with a live choral and orchestral accompaniment by the DSO and by a professional chorus from New York. So it should be just a really, really cool, unique experience for people who want to take part in that.
Are you watching the movie?
Yes, you're watching.
You watch the movie, and then you have live music accompanying. And when is that?
That is September 21st.
What about Theater Nova?
Theater Nova has a new play called The Totalitarians. That starts September 7th and runs through the month of September. I know a lot of us are having our fill of politics right now, but it is kind of a political comedy. It's a lighter take on that, where it's focused on a very stressed out campaign manager who's trying to prepare a potential lieutenant governor for the state of Nebraska.
This is the Michigan premiere, too, of this show?
Yep.
And that's coming up when?
That is starting September 7th.
And Ipsy Fest, big weekend in Ypsilanti. What's going on there?
Yeah, you'll have, this is what Heritage Fest used to be.
Right.
And so you have bounce houses, hot air balloon rides, you have live entertainment, historical exhibits, food vendors, you know, kind of just like a big summer-ending celebration for Ypsilanti. So that's coming up this weekend.
Can't forget the rubber ducky raid.
Yes.
And then an interesting author coming to Nicola's Books. Tell us about that.
Yeah, on August 29th, Adam Schefter, who is a University of Michigan graduate, as well as now being an ESPN analyst, is coming to talk about a book he wrote called The Man I Never Met, which is kind of an interesting spin on a memoir. It's about being married to a woman whose first husband died in 9/11. So he'll be talking about that at 7 p.m. on August 29th.
And last but not least, speaking of books, the annual event coming up in Carytown?
Yes, for book lovers, and there's lots of them in the area. On Sunday, September 9th, from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., is the 16th annual Carytown Book Fest, which has lots of panels and readings and just lots of events, kind of a cool book fair that happens throughout the day. It's just a neat event, especially for people who are interested in writing and reading.
The 16th annual Carytown Book Fest. Jen McKee, thank you so much. You can read about everything Jen has written on a2artsaddict.com. Go see Dominic Sapinko in the Ann Arbor Civic Theater, kicking off its season with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We'll have links and information and pictures, and you heard him sing all of that on our webpage, wemu.org. And thank you both for joining us here on Art and Soul.